The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
First this morning, homeowners are set to get 14 grand and we're asking, is enough of an incentive to convince you to rent a modular home in your back garden? It's being reported that government is examining plans to allow homeowners to earn €14,000 tax-free by renting out a newly built modular unit in their back garden. But is it a solution or part of a solution to the housing crisis? I'm joined by Damien Owens here in studio, the Director General of Engineers Ireland. Also, Deputy Owen O'Brien, who's the Sinn Féin spokesperson on housing. And Owen O'Brien, I'll come to you first. I mean, when this idea was first mooted, I know you were opposed to it. This is a change, though, what we're seeing reported over the weekend. So what do you think of this new plan?
Well, first of all, Claire, we've always been in favour of some additional flexibility for families to be able to build freestanding residential extensions in their back gardens. We proposed that during the reviews of the last development plans in Dublin City and County Dublin. So when John Cummins, the Minister of State responsible for planning, announced his proposals last February, we said we would work with him. But one of the crucial caveats where this could not be extended to the private rental sector. This flexibility should only be available for families, particularly families where their adult children are already living at home in an overcrowded situation, and they wanted that bit of extra flexibility. I'm very concerned by what I read on the front page of the Sunday Independent yesterday, because not only is John Cummins now apparently going back on his word, last year he said this wouldn't be extended to the private rental sector, now he's indicating it may well do. But also that they're going to give landlords the access to the rental room tax relief. This will lead to, in my view, a proliferation of very low-grade modular units in which hard-pressed renters, desperate to put a roof over their heads, are charged extortionate amounts of money. This is already happening, albeit illegally, in the periphery of our rental sector. And the idea that the government would legalise this without any way of ensuring standards or enforcing it, I think is a really retrograde step. So I'm urging the minister to come out and state very clearly what his intentions here are and to return to the original proposal to look at a sensible way to introduce some flexibility into our planning system for families to ensure they're able to meet the needs of their adult children living at home, rather than what would essentially be a free-for-all for low-grade, low-quality, cold and damp modular units where people are paying thousands of euros in back gardens for substandard accommodation.
All right, Damien Owens, as I said, is here, Director General of Engineers Ireland. Do you think this would work, Damien, if it was restricted to families only, or do you welcome this proposal, which, as Owen said, was reported over the weekend, that it would be available to everybody?
I think it has a place. I think what's different, we're all familiar with people having their office in the back garden from COVID. But I think that what's different here is the scale. 45 square metres, to put it in perspective, is quarter of a tennis court or five family cars footprint. So it's quite big. It allows enough of space to put in washing, cooking facilities and make a self-contained apartment. I suppose the concern I would have is one of enforcement. There are plenty of companies making high-quality modular units out there, and they will last till proper insulation and all facilities. But who's going to enforce that to make sure that what's installed in somebody's back garden is up to standard, that it's not a fire hazard, that it's connected properly to the utilities? And that's the real concern, enforcement and safety.
So when you say 45 square metres, is it your understanding that that would be, it's up to 45 square metres?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not a minimum standard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you say there'd be enough space for washing facilities and so on, that's only if somebody uses the maximum available to them.
The full amount. And that's quite a sizable amount out of a back garden. You'll also need other area around that, about another 25 metres.
Left free as garden.
Yeah. You'll need a side entrance for access, just for emergency access. Otherwise, how do you get to the property at the back? How can people go in and out? Like I said, drainage could be an issue if you're taking a large chunk of a back garden. When the rain comes, you know, just less area for the water to go. So I think enforcement of standards is going to be one aspect. Another one will be, I suppose, pressure on existing utilities. Water, electricity utilities are already, you know, at capacity in many places, and if it's a settled area, it's already been dimensioned for what's there. So if you've got one house in 20, which is 5%, added another one on, that could be a lot of additional demand.
And when it comes to demand on utilities, this is like doing that, isn't it? It's like adding another house in.
It is, exactly.
So if a few people decide to do it on a certain road, you can imagine what that pressure that will put on water, electricity and so on.
And exactly. And also, even just to put the modular unit in place, you're going to need resources and tradespeople. And we know there's a shortage in the sector. So is this the best use of those tradespeople? Would it be better off actually building houses?
Mm-hmm. But as a stopgap measure, and there are those who would argue that this will get us through a certain period, would you be in favour of it when you consider it in that way?
Yes, there is a place for it there, especially, you know, to get adult children moving out of, you know, their family bedroom that they've grown up in. It's an opportunity to relieve that pressure and let people get on with their lives. So yes, I think that there is a place for it there. But my concern is just the enforcement of standards, that what is built is fit for purpose and not somebody just putting up an old shed.
Mm-hmm. A listener says that they have a Steeltech modular home own and it's warmer and less damp than the house that they live in, which was built in the 70s. Please stop the damp and cold narrative. And I suppose the truth is there'll be people listening to this who will be saying, hallelujah, this is going to solve our problem in the medium, perhaps to the long term.
Well, first of all, there are very, very high quality new building technology systems out there that are as good as, if not better than, traditional builds. So that's not the issue. But I can take you to places in my own constituency today where there are people living illegally in low-grade, poor-quality modular units, and they've been charged very significant sums of money. And that's why what Damien is saying is absolutely right. When Sinn Féin made a submission to the minister in August as part of the review of exempted development regulations, we argued that using exempted development regulations was not the right approach because there is no mechanism for enforcement of build control, fire safety or planning standards. Rather, what we did say is we wanted this to be open for consideration. And if you think about the challenges here, there are lots of adults living in their parents' homes, sometimes with their own children, who are unable to buy, unable to rent, waiting for a council home. And I think it is reasonable in those cases, subject to proper planning and building control, for people to be able to have freestanding residential extensions in their back garden. My worry is if there is simply a free-for-all, and that seems to be what the government is proposing, and on top of that, you're giving people a €14,000 tax relief incentive, we're not just going to see the type of solution that you're rightly outlining will work for some people. We will see a proliferation of low standard, in some cases unsafe accommodation, and people will be charged huge amounts of money for it. We're already seeing this happening in some places illegally, and it shouldn't be made legal. The solution to the housing crisis is for government to listen to Sinn Féin, the Housing Commission and others, and start to build the volume of social, affordable and private for purchase homes. So we're not against a limited amount of flexibility for family members, but it needs to be gotten right, because if they get this wrong, and if we have a proliferation of poor quality, low grade and very expensive modular units for renters in back gardens, that's a situation that's going to be very, very difficult to unwind at some point in the future. We know the consequences of short-term planning policies and housing policies during the Celtic Tiger era. Let's not make those kinds of mistakes again. Let's do it right. Fix the housing crisis by building good quality permanent homes for people that are affordable, and give families a little bit of flexibility in the planning regime for short to medium term solutions. Yep. Please, let's not have a free for all. The consequences, particularly for renters, will be very severe.
Mm. They're doing this elsewhere. I mean, there was mention in that piece that we've been looking at in the Sunday Independent of the mayor of New York talking about New Yorkers being allowed to rent out units in their back gardens. So we're not alone here. And also, this is imminent because Conal Thomas reports that this could be discussed by the party leaders this week. It could go to cabinet this week.
Well, the procedure for exempted development regulations is the minister, first of all, has to publish a draft of those regulations. And then that comes to our Oireachtas Housing Committee for some level of scrutiny. And keep in mind, the Minister of State responsible for this, John Cummins, announced this in February of 2025, and we still don't have sight of the regulations. And it's not just about freestanding residential extensions. There's also other exempted development categories.
So you're saying this can't be done by a cabinet decision?
No, absolutely not. It has to be done by way of the Oireachtas. Now, it's not full legislation, it's planning regulations. But exempted development regulations require scrutiny of the Oireachtas Housing Committee and a vote of the Dáil. So what I would urge John Cummins, minister responsible, to do is, first of all, clarify the position. Is what's in the Sunday Independent news story yesterday accurate? If it is, bring forward your regulations as a matter of urgency and let's scrutinise them. And not just the Oireachtas Committee. I'd like an opportunity to hear from the Irish Planning Institute, from Threshold, from Engineers Ireland and others at committee, because what we know from past bad planning law changes by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is the consequences can be very, very significant and it can take a very, very long time to clean up the mess when that mess is made. And we all want to fix the housing crisis. We all want to make sure that those people out there who don't have homes of their own have access to good quality, secure, well-built and affordable homes. But short-term fixes that allow rogue landlords to build substandard accommodation and charge huge sums of money and get a tax break for their time is not the solution to the housing crisis.
So, Damien, can I just get clarity on your view here? So you think that this will help if you have an adult child living in the spare room. This will alleviate that pressure. Do you think it should be extended so that private landlords can use this and use the rent-a-room tax break to claw back the tax on the 14 grand?
I think the devil will be in the detail. I think for the private landlords, put it this way, at the moment, if you need planning permission, your neighbour can object. On this one, you can't. So, for example, when you pull back the curtains of a morning to look out and welcome the day, you may have your neighbour looking back at your bedroom. You may have rented people in there looking back at your bedroom.
And there won't be a damn thing you can do about
it. Yeah, and it can be there for 6 years under the rental regulations. So I think, you know, there's a potential here for it to cause a lot of strife with neighbours.
Mm-hmm. So do you think then that the government will make a misstep if they do this? Should they extend it so that you can have family member living in a unit like this and draw a line under it there?
I think try it for the family members and see what the take-up is then. See if that's alleviating, addressing the issue.
Mm-hmm. So take one step at a time.
Have a review period.
Okay. A listener says, Owen, that you don't understand that more available property gives those in substandard places today a choice to move to a better place. And I suppose that expresses the frustration that so many people are feeling who've nowhere to live.
Well, first of all, I represent people who are living in substandard accommodation, including illegal modular accommodation back gardens. So I know all too well the consequences of bad accommodation. And also, I represent a huge number of people who are waiting for social homes, affordable homes, or desperate to buy. The solution for those people is good quality homes that are properly planned, that are secure, that are compliant with building standards and are affordable. And in the real world, if you simply exempt 45 square metre freestanding residential extensions from any planning or building control regime, then we have a real problem. Because yes, the standards still apply, but there's no mechanism to screen or enforce. So my worry is the negative fallout from this. Mm-hmm. And look, government, for example, should be dramatically increasing and accelerating delivery of social affordable homes. Government should be doing far more to support the SME builder developer sector to build good quality homes for working people to buy in every county in the country. And like I said, there should be some planning flexibility here. But simply having no planning regime in place will cause a whole range of problems. We know what light touch planning did back during the Celtic Tiger. It led to homes built on floodplains and homes built to substandard conditions. So we can't go back to that. And everybody wants to fix the housing crisis, but we have to do it properly.
If you open it up for family members to use units like this, who's going to inspect that? Like, you still have to have the same regulatory processes in place if you open it up to private landlords using this for people who are not related to them.
Not if you take Sinn Féin's advice and instead of using the exempted development route where there's no planning application process at all, you simply allow these types of structures to be open for consideration under planning. People will still have to apply for planning in those conditions and those circumstances, and legally binding conditions would be attached.
That makes it very onerous on family members. You know,
what does it solve? No, you could make it a very simple process. You could either use formal planning, you could use Section 5 exempted development declarations. They're quite straightforward. And particularly if somebody is using a standard high-grade modular product, that could become part of the package. If you use exempted development regulations, it means there is no application process, there is no oversight, there is no scrutiny. And again, my worry is that because we know there are rogue landlords out there who are already breaking the law, this will incentivize them to do that at a far greater scale. Mm-hmm. And the consequences for renters will be very bad. We've already seen government decide to reduce the design standards for apartments and to allow the rents to be increased dramatically. That means renters are facing a future of smaller, darker, more expensive apartments. Let's not add substandard modular beds and sheds for 1,000 to 2,000 euros on top of that. That is not the right approach. There are much better solutions for people's housing needs. The problem, of course, is government isn't listening to those, whether they're coming from Sinn Féin, their own housing commission, or many other experts in the field.
Okay, so Damien, does that reflect your view on this, that really you shouldn't use exempted development on this, that you should still have to deal with the planning process to put one of these things in your garden?
Well, whatever mechanism is used, we shouldn't create tomorrow's work today. We need, whatever we put in place, will need to be built to standards, that we're not revisiting Celtic Tiger era building mm-hmm. regulations or lack of them. So we need to make sure that whatever solution is put in place, that whatever is built is of sufficiently high standard that's durable.
Okay, well, another listener says, and Owen, your response to this would be a solution for my ageing father who's currently renting and can't buy on his own. I'd love to see Owen and the opposition collaborate to bridge the gaps on the legislation rather than just oppose it in full. And that's not really what you're doing here. You're not opposing it in full.
No, and in fact, when John Cummins, the Minister of State, announced this in February of last year, I was on RT Radio with him at the time, and I made it clear that this was something we were willing to work with him on. Now, we haven't seen sight nor sound of the regulation since then. And I'm always open to any credible suggestion from government or anybody else to try and fix the housing crisis. But as a constituency representative of 15 years, I have also seen and work with and represent people who have been left living in substandard accommodation and often very expensive substandard accommodation. Uh-huh. And therefore, what I want the minister to do is, as I've said already, publish the draft regulations, give our committee sufficient time to scrutinise these. Let us listen to planning experts and others. But let us not make the mistakes of the past, because what I don't want is that caller's father ending up in a year's time in a very poor quality modular unit in somebody's back garden that is cold, that is damp, and that he's paying through the nose for, because that's not what anybody needs. If we're going to do this, let's do it right. Let's give okay. people good quality, affordable homes, not poor quality, expensive beds and sheds or smaller, darker apartments for 2,000 or 3,000 right. euros, because okay. that's not the solution to the housing crisis.
All right, we need to leave it there, but thank you both. It sounds like we need to hear from John Cummins on this to find out exactly what is plan. Damien Owens from Engineers Ireland and Owen O'Brien from Sinn Féin, thank you both for being with us.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.